Welcome to Our Wonderful World, Media and Entertainment's The Art of Living Green, courtesy of Seaview Radio, broadcasting on 960 AM, 95.9 FM, and 106.9 FM from Stewart to Boynton Beach on Florida's East Coast. I'm Glenn Swift.
And I'm Sharon Corsioli.
And our guest today is one of the most important pioneers in the holistic health and living foods movements, Victoris Kalvinskas. Good morning, Victoris, and welcome to The Art of Living Green.
It is certainly becoming the prevalent theme in business as well as lifestyles.
You know, I guess my first question to you is that your real name, or is this something that you chose?
No. Victorious, I didn't name it after Victoria's Secrets. My mother gave me that name because I was going to be Victorious.
Okay, well, it sounds like you really have, yeah. You know, you've lived about three lives, so I'm not so sure where to begin, but you were born in Lithuania during World War II. You came to this country and eventually received your master's in pure mathematics from the University of Connecticut, mm-hmm. and then you later taught mathematics there.
Yeah, mathematics, and also worked in the field of computer science, as a matter of fact, Apollo projects, the flight to the moon and all that kind of stuff, simulating the flight mission. It was a lot of fun, all of that.
Well, I'll make that about
four
lives.
You know, the Green Revolution was calling me. I saw the flower children were having more fun than I was. I says, what the heck? Let's drop out.
Well, somehow you ended up joining forces in the late 60s with the late Ann Wigmore and
yes,
became involved with her Rising Sun Christianity in Boston and co-founded with Ann the Hippocrates Health Institute, a now internationally renowned health resort here in West Palm Beach. How did you become involved in the living foods, you know, so many years before it became fashionable?
Well, as Tony Robbins has said, he says it's easier to lead to success with the stick than the carrot. Well, for me, the stick was pain and suffering, and I was always looking for the solution. And with that came discovery of veganism and then eventually raw foodism and fasting, detoxification, cleansing, and especially cleansing of the emotional and creating the happy heart.
Victoris, do you ever cheat? Do you ever sneak out for pizza and beer every once in a while?
Oh, my God, that sounds so boring. No, I don't. I don't have any allurement. See, the thing is, I read labels, and when you think about it, Tombstone Pizza gives you a pretty strong indication where you're going.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I eat pretty raw myself.
As, you know, eating differently than raw foods, yes, I do that at restaurants. But these are whole foods. In other words, beans and rice or baked sweet potato or something like that, but nothing outrageous outside of the whole food arena.
Now, you've got a unique theory with regard to cancer treatment, which is the foundation of the therapy practice at Hippocrates Institute.
That's right.
And that's documented in your Survival in the 21st Century.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us, you know, what is your theory with regard to how we get cancer and what's the optimum form of treatment?
Yes. Well, first of all, Dr. Gerson, his research, he was one of the early pioneers with success with cancer, 50 cases of cancer, and his book. And he said all forms of cancers are preceded by enzymatic insufficiency on the part of the pancreas, which leads to incompletely metabolized proteins getting into your bloodstream, which interfere with oxygen transport. According to research, it would cause asphyxiation. However, the body, the work of Otto Warburger, a Nobel recipient, he showed that as little as 30% drop in oxygen level in vicinity of cells within a period of about 24 to 36 hours, it'll mutate the normal reproductive cell to cancer cell. And the cancer cells, according to LePage, Midler, and other researchers, are protein dumps. They act like vacuum cleaners, cleaning up and getting out of the circulation this protein that is interfering with oxygen transport, which would cause asphyxiation. And the normal cells absorb completely metabolized protein about 1/20th times as fast as cancer cells. So that's why they clean up the area, and they're stored out of circulation. But as the volume of cancer cells builds up, it starts interfering with normal metabolic process. This might take 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Depends on your overall enzymatic reserves and degeneration. Dr. Chinpo Kim, as an example, a medical doctor, published in peer-reviewed journals, with a 5-year study showed 79% success recovery with just singularly administering enzymes to the individuals. No, and that's much higher than chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery has to attribute, and they have had successful 5-year follow-ups, etc. At Hippocrates' views, basically remove the causes. He didn't remove the causes. We removed the causes, which is acidic dietary animal protein-based, and we put them on high enzymatic saturation and high chlorophyll diet, which increases your red blood cell manufacturing and rejuvenates your oxygen transport. As a last little anecdote, and we have tons and tons of recovery cases, but as a last anecdote, is in May 23rd, 2012, in Science of New York Times, they have an article which was by Harvard Medical School, and they said everybody on a standard American diet is saturated with incompletely metabolized proteins, and these proteins are messing with your immune system function, keeping your whole body immune in an inflammatory condition. And they said probably all forms of degenerative diseases, including cancer, cardiovascular diseases, autism, as well as Alzheimer's disease, et cetera, are caused by these incompletely metabolized proteins, which comes from what? Cooking and enzymatic exhaustion. So mm-hmm. it's only a matter of time before you get run into a problem. Mm-hmm. That's kind of in a nutshell.
All right.
You know, I think it's fascinating to me that it was your love and commitment to science that really drew you. Yeah.
Yeah, 5 years at Harvard Medical Library, and, you know, not just visiting occasionally. I'm talking about being there for 5, 10 hours, or sometimes from morning to closure. I was just totally absorbed. And this was Google pre-web. In other words, you had to really do your work, due diligence, to go through the journals, to go through the abstracts in order to track the documentation. And my book is documented from medical journals. I wanted to create a communication type place from our clinical experiences at our spa with what is the language of the science.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Victoris, if anyone wants more information about you or to purchase one of your books, what's the best way to do that?
Well, probably go to my Victoris, V-I-K-T-O-R-A-S, retreats, with an S, R-E-T-R-E-A-S .com. That tells about my current activities as well as also my book itself, Survival in the 21st Century, which I self-published it and turned into a bestseller with over 500,000 copies sold.
That's
with
fabulous.
Peter Max cover.
Victoris, I understand you're heading down to Costa Rica here quite shortly.
Well, yeah, we're going to be doing a retreat there starting January 7th through 14th, and it's very exciting. Yoga, detoxification, bliss. It'll be a combination of lectures, lots of yoga, raw foods, detoxification, surrounded by waterfalls, and right on the beach. So we have a fantastic location, and it's only $1,200 8 nights, which is really in itself quite a jewel. And my beautiful companion, who is also an acupuncturist, Chinese medicine doctor, and a very young, spirited, great motivational speaker, she'll be teaching the yoga as well as also some aspects of Oriental medicine. So join us. It's a unique experience.
It sounds fabulous. Victoris, it's truly been a pleasure to have had the opportunity to speak with you today. You are a real inspiration to all of us. I'm Sharon Curcioli.
And I'm Glenn Swift.
And we want to thank you for listening to The Art of Living Green on CV Radio, brought to you by Our Wonderful World Media and Entertainment, publisher of Florida's leading green digital magazine, Our Wonderful World. Please visit us at owwmedia.com. That's owwmedia.com for the very latest in how to live a healthier, happier, greener lifestyle.